Reporter's Notebook.
This is Andrew Cohn. Donald Trump's latest threat to sue the New York Times over its story about two women accusing him of sexual harassment is just the latest in a series of threats he's made against news organizations this campaign season, and it follows a pattern Trump has employed for decades when bad news about him breaks. In the vast majority of those cases, however, no lawsuit ever follows, much less a successful one. If Trump were to sue the Times, and I don't think he will, he almost certainly would lose. As a public figure, and no one would deny he is that, he would have to demonstrate not just that the Times was wrong in its reporting, but that it acted with malice, that its reporters and editors knew or had reason to know that what they were reporting was false. To get there, Trump and his lawyers and the judge and the Times lawyers would essentially have to undertake a series of mini-trials about the substance of the allegations. Trials about Trump and sexual harassment, in other words, something one would think the candidate would not want to deal with, whether he becomes president or not. Andrew Cohn, CBS News.